Time for the Daily Dust. Yes, fine. Hold on, I gotta find my intro.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
The gossip today? NBC has apologized after mistakenly showing an image from Tiger Woods' 2021 car crash during its coverage of his recent Florida incident that resulted in DUI charges. Unfortunately, they had to do it during a sports broadcast.
Our studio showed the incorrect picture of car crash Tiger Woods was in. It was another previous car crash. It was not the correct one, the latest one that was yesterday. So we apologize for that, but just wanted to straighten that out before we go any further.
Oopsies. Tyler Perry gave $1,000 gift cards to struggling TSA workers in Atlanta, but they've been ordered to return them because they're not supposed to accept gifts. Okay. Celine Dion recently announced her return to the stage with a 5-week residency in Paris.
This year, I'm getting the best gift of my life. I'm getting the chance to see you, to perform for you once again in Paris, beginning in September.
Yeah, it's at the Paris La Défense Arena. Jay Leno is pushing for a law in California that would allow him to register his classic cars without them having to pass the state's smog test, which they cannot do because they're too old. The bill is even nicknamed Leno's Law. And Rush has given fans a first taste of them performing live with their new touring lineup for their upcoming 50-something world tour with a blistering performance of the opening song from their very first album. Yeah! Yeah, that's from Finding My Way, and the performance gave a live debut to drummer Annika Nillis, who replaces the late Neil Peart, who died in 2020. And in a resurfaced clip, Paula Abdul swoons over Alan Ritchson, you know, Mr. Fisticuffs, during his American Idol audition all the way back in 2004? I didn't even know who this dude was. Singer Leanne Rimes sobbed uncontrollably during a jaw release therapy session.
You got it. Hold on. Say that part of my life is over.
Part of my life better be over.
Did she know she was on camera? Because that's how it felt. ABC has renewed Grey's Anatomy for a 23rd season, and Laura Dern will star in a drama about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Ooh, yay. Apparently, Megan Fox doesn't appreciate Machine Gun Kelly making thirsty comments on her Instagram post because she blocked him. Oh, and a Kardashian alert. Kris Jenner's image is all over Chinese social media as a symbol of success and good luck.
Oh, I love myself.
Yeah, you do. As a Chinese influencer explains, Kris is one of the hardest working businesswomen in the U.S. and they respect hard work. Listen, she's got everybody else doing the work. She's just pushing the agenda. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?